So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we'd do a movie where an octogenarian goes on an action-packed adventure.
Oh, that does sound like a good time.
Right?
Yeah,
because what the hell does an octopus doctor know about adventure? It's like a fish out of water story.
No, an octogenarian means a person in their 80s.
Why would anyone want to watch that?
Because this geriatric dude is none other than Indiana Jones.
He's the character from the things that have made us money before.
Exactly,
so I figure we strike while the iron's hot and make a fifth movie.
And by the iron being hot, you mean
Harrison Ford is still alive.
Gotcha.
So we're gonna start the movie with a younger Indiana Jones in 1944, right?
But Harrison Ford's not a young person, you know that.
Yeah, well, I figure we just de-age him for the entire sequence.
Wouldn't it be kind of weird to have the voice of an 80-year-old Harrison Ford coming out of a CGI younger body?
Oh, 100%. But here's the thing, I figure we do it anyway.
That works.
Yep.
So anyway, there's gonna be this big set piece on a moving train with Indy and his buddy Basil and a bunch of Nazis.
Very exciting.
And it's gonna end with the good guys escaping with half of this dial thing and the main bad guy Voller getting bonked on the head by a passing metal thing and going flying.
Oh, so he dies.
No.
Yes, he does. He's not an alive person at all anymore.
He is, though. He's gonna come back later and be the main bad guy of the movie.
Does he have, like, a massive scar on account of how that definitely destroyed his skull?
No, he's all good. Dude looks great.
Oh. No, he doesn't. He died. He's a dead guy.
No.
I've seen the movie Speed. He got Dennis Hopper'd, it sounds like.
Anyway, so then we jump forward to 1969, and Indy is old and grumpy and getting separated, and his son has died, and he's sad. He's so sad.
Oh, my God.
You know, see, that's the thing. When you bring back an old character that people love, you gotta make them sad and miserable. I don't make the rules.
Do I?
I don't know. Somebody must have made that rule, though, because we keep doing that.
Huh.
So, yeah, his life sucks, and he hates it, and he's sad.
Nice.
And one day his goddaughter Helena is gonna show up, and she's the daughter of that dude Basil, that British dude, who's now deceased.
Okay.
And so what's gonna happen then is that she's the main character now, pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah, this is her movie now. So an older Harrison Ford character has a crappy life, split up from his significant other, lost a son, teams up with a younger female character with a British accent who takes over the movie.
Yeah, I thought that might be cool.
This is a Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I thought this sounded familiar. Well, we own that, so this is okay.
That's a good point. Copy-paste, baby!
So anyway, this woman goes to see Indy, saying she wants to research his half-dial that he has, but really she wants to steal it and sell it on the black market.
Oh, very sneaky.
And then some Nazis show up and kill some of Indy's co-workers, and Indy becomes the number one suspect in their murder.
Murder's illegal, that's not good.
And so after he escapes, he goes to see his old friend Salah, because this guy knows where the black market stuff goes down.
He's from the other movies.
Yeah, he is. And Sal is like, you know, Indy, I love going on adventures and I miss it so much. I just wish I could go on one final adventure. That's all I want. Just one last adventure.
Wow.
Yeah. And so Indy's like, nope, and he leaves.
Oh.
So Indy goes to Morocco to stop Elena from doing this black market auction thing, and she's like, aren't you wanted for murder back home?
That's kind of heartless. Two of his co-workers just died.
Yeah, anyway, then the Nazis show up again.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, that's just kind of what they do. Whenever the characters go anywhere, the Nazis pop out, and they're like, hey, it's us. Remember from earlier? We're the Nazis. Here we are.
Very annoying Nazis.
So why does everyone want this dial anyway?
Yeah, we'll see.
It's kind of a time travel device, so this main bad guy wants to go back, kill Hitler, take his place, and win the war.
Oh, wow, I can see why Indy wants to stop this guy.
Oh, well, we're only gonna find out about that plan with, like, 10 minutes left in the movie.
Feels like if we reveal that before, it might help raise the stakes a little bit.
No.
Okay.
So anyway, then they gotta go diving in a shipwreck to find a thing that'll tell them where to find the other half of the thing.
Oh, heck yeah, go get that thing that tells you where the thing is.
And so then they get it, but then Nazis show up.
You did say that would happen.
I did. So then Helena translates this entire thing for them, but then throws a stick of dynamite at them so the good guys can escape on a boat.
If she was planning on doing that, why bother actually deciphering it for them?
Unclear. And so then Indy and his goddaughter and Teddy escape on a boat, but Voller watches them through his binoculars.
Ah, he's got binoculars. That's how he always knows where to pop out with his Nazi friends.
Wait, who's Teddy?
Oh, right. Well, Teddy's a child that Helena brings around with her to commit crimes with.
Oh, being a child criminal is tight.
Yeah, he's gonna be kind
of a comic relief.
Fun.
He's gonna handcuff a man to a metal grate underwater and leave him there to drown.
Oh my god!
Anyway, so eventually the bad guys get all the pieces of the thing and they shoot Indy, bring him on a plane, and fly away.
Why bring him? Why not just kill him?
Well, because he's one of the main characters and the movie's not done.
Got it.
So they fly this plane through time, but instead of landing in 1939 like they wanted to, they end up in 212 BC at the Siege of Syracuse.
Whoopsie.
So now the Romans and the Nazis are fighting because the Romans think that the plane is a dragon.
Oh, what is going on?
But luckily, Teddy the psychopath also flew a plane through the time portal thing. The kid can fly a plane? Yeah, because see, we've established that he has an interest in them.
That works.
So then the bad guys crash their plane and die, and Indy and the gang run into Archimedes, who's the guy who actually made this dial thing.
Oh.
Yeah, and so since Indy's hurt, he's like, I think I'm going to stay in history. This is pretty perfect for me. And Helena's like, no, you can't stay.
Well, it's going to be tough for her to bring him home if he's that convinced.
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, she punches him and then he wakes up in his bed in the 60s in New York. Wait, so she punched him, carried his unconscious body onto a plane, back through time, probably onto another plane, to New York, to his apartment, into bed.
It was a pretty good punch.
And she tracked down Marion, who has now forgiven Indy and wants to be with him again.
Why?
Because the movie's done now.
Oh, okay. And so that's about it. What do you think?
Wait, isn't Indy still wanted for murder? Hey, shut up. And so that's about it. What do you think? Listen, I mean, you can't go wrong with an Indiana Jones movie. Well, I mean, people didn't really like that last one, but you can't go wrong with an Indiana Jones movie more than once. Hi everybody, it's Ryan George here. Thank you for watching the video that you just watched. I appreciate that you watched it. I haven't seen it myself, but I'm gonna get around to it soon. Maybe after I'm done talking to you now. So I hope I enjoy it, and I hope I subscribe.